why not a small set that doesn't cost $400? $400 is equivalent to maybe $5,000 today.
Yeah.
Which is, so I had the idea of the 3-inch. Of the 3-inch television, and the president of the company said, on the 3-inch set, you cannot see anything. And I said, that's not true. It's a question of viewing distance. You cannot see anything if you sit as far away as from a 10-inch set. Mm-hmm. But we can do two things. We can overcome that by either make projection television, which which we did for the Philips system, Philips was the first one. Or we can make it small, but small, you have to read it like a book. Mm-hmm. And I had to prove to him, we by not building a set, but by setting up a 3-inch tube from a 10-inch with a 10-inch set that we had to design, and show him that if somebody played tennis, you could see the ball on the 3-inch set, provided you go.
Yeah.
It's a question of viewing distance. The definition is there. So we designed a 3-inch set with high definition, and I haven't got a picture of it because I gave it all away to the museum. And we put it, the front of the set was slightly tilted. So that it's like reading a book.
I see.
You sit in front of it, and you look at it this way.
So this would
it was set much it on bigger table. Than today's 3-inch set. Today they are great news again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But because we had to do it with vacuum tubes.
Yeah.
But it still was small, much smaller than a 10-inch set, because even today, television sets are only big because of the cathode ray tube.